Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Because we do have breaking news. And it's probably breaking news you've already heard before. NC State has their quarterback. The transfer portal, the portkey, the flu network, whatever it was, spit out Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. He is going to NC State. That is a done deal. Now, he is a sixth-year senior from Coastal Carolina. And this is the only year, I guess he redshirted his first year, played a couple of games, but he has been a four-year starter at Coastal Carolina, and a good one, a very good one. But this is the first year he didn't finish the season. I believe he only played seven games, and I think the Arkansas State game in October was the last one. I don't think he played in November. But he was very, very good, and he is very, very good. Here are his numbers for his career in what amounts to 5 years, but it's really three full seasons and then whatever he played this year plus two games as a redshirt freshman where he basically did nothing. 70% completion, 10,000 yards passing, 88 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He is not much of a running threat. I mean, he can run, but it ain't his preferred style. Maybe that will happen more at NC State, which definitely encourages their quarterbacks to run. But for the most part, he just tries to avoid death. I don't think they're going to use him too much, or at least he has not been used too often in, zone read option looks. But this is a very good development for NC State, especially with MJ Morris in the portal. And we have not heard, at least I haven't heard, if I missed it, I apologize, what MJ Morris's destination is. So let's bring in our friend Corey Smith from Pack Pride, who is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. And let me say it a different way. There just might be a live podcast coming up at 1 o'clock with our other friend, Michael Clark. But I'm just offering that as a possibility. And Corey Smith joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, this is obviously great news. Thoughts on Grayson McCall?
First of all, I appreciate the plug. You
can
find that at Pack Pride.
I'm not telling people to go at 1 o'clock and leave us and go to you. I'm not saying they should do that. I'm just offering that it might
happen. They can watch the delay on it. You're correct. I'm sorry. Obviously really big news today for NC State. Grayson McCall, a guy they've been working on for quite a while. For those that don't know, because we've gotten quite a few questions, like, is this guy good? He's thrown for over 10,000 yards in his career, 88 touchdowns compared to 14 interceptions in his career. Like you said, a four-year starter has won double-digit games in two seasons out of those. Here's the big stat for me, and like something that obviously NC State really needs. And yes, it was at the Group of Five level, but Coastal Carolina in a very competitive Sun Belt League. He's 32-8 as a starter in his career. Like that's ridiculous numbers at the college football level.
Yeah, no, he is a very good quarterback. Look, we all know how good App is, right? So his game at App this year, he threw for over 300 yards in a win on the road at Kid Brewer. See, I just combined everything there Brewer Stadium. That's just that's hysterical. Actually, it's quite funny. But he is a big game player, and I think as much as anything, that should be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Really big news. Again, you know, that's the thing is like, he's stepped up in those situations, and I would even say I don't think he was at 100% in that game.
No.
It's also something where he didn't really get to show off his full arsenal this past year either. He was, you know, a little bit limited as a runner. He wasn't asked to do nearly as much as he's done in the past. He was a guy that ran for 17 touchdowns in the previous three seasons, only ran for one and like 48 total yards this past year. So he brings that to the table as well. But, yeah, I mean, big game player. He did it. You know, I remember – what was it, 2020 was like the mullets versus the, what was it, the mullets versus the Mormons?
Oh, I watched that game. He was very good in that game against BYU.
Yeah, and again, like big game scenario, that's what NC State really needs, again, is a guy that can step up in those big game situations. Because quite frankly, it's been lacking at times over the past few years. They get into these big games and it hasn't always been there. So if you have a guy that you know you can lean on, and you have the playmakers around him, which they're slowly putting together and might have some more. They're still aiming to get in the portal. But, yeah, it's a really, you know, it's a great pairing for NC State for exactly what they need.
Corey Smith, Pack Pride, is joining us here for a couple of minutes. Grayson McCall out of the transfer portal and into Raleigh. Any idea, like, when he arrives, how, you know, when he's going to be enrolling and all of that?
Yeah, the expectation is that he will be enrolling in January and should be arriving on campus well ahead of fall camp or well ahead of spring camp. So he'll have a chance to have an entire year to get that under his belt. That's why a lot of these portal quarterbacks enter right now. If you're planning on going somewhere and starting the next year and not just competing for a starting spot, you got to get there early and you got to be able to get into the system. Obviously, he's ran an air raid in the past, so it's not like it's something that he doesn't know, and that's what Robert and I is expecting to utilize next year. So he gets to get there, get in the playbook, get you know the lingo down, things along those lines, and really get himself prepared for being the guy next year.
Do we have any idea of where MJ Morris is in his travels?
Everything we've heard so far has been leaning towards Maryland. He took an official visit to Maryland this past weekend. I had somebody unofficially kind of tell me, like, look, it really seems like that's the way he's heading. We have a crystal ball prediction machine over at 24/7 Sports.
Nice.
And I actually yesterday put in my crystal ball for him to go to Maryland. I think it's a good fit for him overall. You know, it's a place where he can go follow in Talia Tagovailoa's footsteps. And obviously, as we famously know, he got a chance to redshirt this past season. So he does have 3 years of eligibility left. Follows a couple guys that, you know, had NC State ties over there, one of them notably being Mercy Fillets, a guy that was with NC State recruiting department the last several years and famously helped to bring MJ in by having some fun recruiting tactics back in 2020 by inviting fans to come onto campus and watch a practice, actually, it was 2021, inviting them to come on campus to watch a practice, and just so happened to have one MJ Morris in town.
Nice.
To come on, because everybody's invited, right? And it couldn't take official visits at the time, couldn't take any visits because it was still before June 1st,
right.
2021.
Awesome. Look, I hope he does well if he ends up at Maryland, which for people who don't know, this is my alma mater, but I really don't follow Maryland athletics anymore. I remember, though, there was a time where Byrd Stadium was jumping, where it was a happening place. And, I mean, they're not going to win enough games to make any noise in the Big Ten, but ever. Look, it can still be a good middle-of-the-pack Big Ten destination if he can get there. And, by the way, was it Talia Tagovailoa? He had a pretty good year. He's a pretty good quarterback. I don't think he's a pro, not like his brother, but... I think it can be a pretty good place to play, and Mike Locksley, I think, has done a pretty good job at Maryland. Best job as you can do when really nobody cares, because they really don't care a ton, which is the opposite of what MJ Morris had here. So it's going to be a lot different. And maybe he'll operate differently there. Maybe it'll be better for him because not everybody likes that, you know, that particular limelight. Corey Smith, limelight, maybe 1 o'clock with Michael. Tell Michael we said hi.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You got it. Like, again, I'm not saying you should go, that should leave us at one. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that. But if you want to hear Corey and Michael do that live or watch the recorded
maybe
version
maybe they
later.
Can multitask and listen and watch.
We should just kind of monitor and pot it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was thank you very much to Corey Smith at R. Corey Smith.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.